Blog Talk Radio.
Who is Donna Messer and how can she help you? Donna Messer is the founder of Connect Us Communications Canada, a division of Connect Us International. The company designs and delivers corporate training programs. Donna is a professional speaker reaching audiences around the world. She is a best-selling author and a corporate guidance counselor.
Good morning. It's Donna Messer. It's cold. It's February. I am really, really hoping that spring is just around the corner. But today I have a guest whose smile just makes everything brighter. So let me tell you a little bit about Michelle Bailey. She is the CEO and president of a full-scale marketing and communications agency called Blazing. The agency focuses on mid to large-size companies, and she has had more than 21 years' experience. Now, I got to tell you that Michelle and her company designed my logo way back. So I know Michelle and have known her for years. Last year, she launched her newest venture, Michelle Bailey, Inc., which invests and trains entrepreneurs and business leaders to grow their businesses through marketing and communications. She's won numerous awards and is one of the founding directors on YPO, and that's in Canada. Now, she's also written a book, and that book is called, and I love it, It's Not All About You, It's About the Company You Keep. So we're going to find out why Michelle Bailey is a python on the python's pit, and we're going to maybe, just maybe, look at more of what Michelle Bailey brings to the table. So, Michelle Bailey, are you there?
I am here, Donna.
How are you?
I'm great. Cold, but great.
Yeah, well, we're both cold right now. So I've got some questions for you.
Perfect.
My first question is, are you going to take what you learned in It's Not All About You, It's About the Company You Keep, and maybe share that with some of the contestants who are going to be at the Python's Pit?
I will absolutely do that, Donna. I actually wrote that book because so many questions were coming to me all the time from other entrepreneurs, so I put all my thoughts and notes and lessons on the pages of that book.
Well, I'm looking at your workbook right now. And I'm not trying to pitch it, but, you know, it would be a really good guide for anyone who is going to be pitching you.
Donna, you've given one of the secrets away.
All right,
it absolutely is.
So,
it absolutely is.
Yeah, I think so. So what inspired you to make you go from the basement in Quebec to that first office I met you at, to where you are today?
Donna, I think with most entrepreneurs, it's a passion and thinking that you can do it better than anyone else. So when I launched my business 21 years ago, it's because I wanted to work and live the way I wanted to live. Example, I wanted to be happy to go to work every day, and where I was at that time, I wasn't happy to go to work. So I needed to create my own place so that I had joy and passion every day, and I did that 21 years ago, not thinking that what the future would look like 21 years later.
Yeah. Now, I happen to know, I got a little inside track here, but you had one fabulous mentor, didn't you?
You know what, Donna, I have had a few. You included.
Oh, I'm thinking
included.
Of your dad.
You're thinking of my dad. My dad mentored me for 18 years, Donna.
Yeah.
He, as you know, came into my business. He's a retired medical doctor, took a CFA degree so he could come and help me manage the financial aspects of Blazing as we started to grow. So for 18 years, my dad and I worked side by side. He managed the finances, and he always lit a fire under me to get out there and do better.
Perfect. Well, I wasn't trying to give your dad a pitch, but I know that oftentimes mentors come in all shapes and sizes and from all areas, and I think you probably know that for the candidates of the Python's Pit, they're all going to get mentors. And those mentors,
yeah,
hopefully, will hear what their entrepreneurial bent is and then help them to find the answers that they need so that when they come before you in the pit, which, by the way, is going to be on May the 4th, and it will be at the Burlington Performing Arts Center, hopefully that they will just knock the socks off you and your other pythons. So I have some other questions for you. What excites you about being a python this year?
Seeing young, great talent coming up with neat ideas. That excites me to no end, because the people today, the youth of today, have all these bright ideas. They need to be able to pitch them, articulate them, so they can get financing for them and make them a reality, not just a dream, but a reality. And I'm so looking forward to the energy and excitement of the young entrepreneurs who will be presenting.
Well, I know that they're going to be very, very fortunate to have you as a python, because your role has been in creativity, in marketing, in strategies. If they can sit at your feet, they're going to learn a heck of a lot. So what do you feel makes you different and unique compared to the other pythons who are from all different areas and will all be interviewed, by the way?
Well, Donna, I think you put it concisely. I bring creative strategic thinking to the pit, and also what I can do is, as I listen to them, we are always looking to help clients sell service and products. So for me, it starts with the concept, and that's what these young entrepreneurs are pitching, a concept. So as they're pitching, in my mind, I will start to think of strategy. I will start to think of a unique selling proposition, the creative strategy that will come out of it, and maybe some of the tactics they need to employ to get it out to the marketplace.
This is perfect, because, you know, I'm going to make sure that every one of these candidates listens to the interviews. So they will have a little inside track to say, okay, what is my strategy? What is this? What is that? So I really thank you, Michelle, for giving me the opportunity to interview you. So why did you choose to go into this type of business? I know you said you wanted to like everything you did, but was there something in your early life that said, this is what I want to be, or this is what I want to do?
You know, in my early life, I am a creative person by nature. I work in a lot of different mediums as far as art, acrylic, pencil, paper, charcoal. When I was a child, I loved art. I absolutely loved it. It's where I was happiest. So when I went to school at Western, I took business, and I thought working in an ad agency would be the ideal way to take my business knowledge and apply it to what my passion is, and that's creativity.
So
I married both of my passions.
So as a creative person, your team, are you a typical advertising agency? I mean, do you have kind of crazy stuff in your office? Tell me a little bit about what it's like when you walk into Blazing.
When you walk into Blazing, you feel like you're in a brownstone. Two stories. We have a building that is two stories that's only creative people, and we have another one that are account and project management people. We have a waterfall, we have a bar, we have a fireplace, we have a smart board and neat chairs that we call our innovation room. So collaboration is really key in an agency. So what we try to do is create a really great environment, high ceilings, lots of windows, and put fun into it, because when you need to be creative all the time, it's nice to have a place where you can actually take a step back and unwind.
I like it. Do you throw things around the room sometimes?
There has been a stapler or two thrown across the room, I must admit. But you're probably thinking of a ball.
Good.
You know what?
What is the best you have ever received that has really added value to the business of Blazing?
It's probably not the advice that you would think, but I'll tell you, it's Marg Hashi, who's been a longtime mentor of mine. She told me at the very early stages of the start of Blazing, Michelle, if you take care of yourself, then you can take care of everyone around you. And she was so right, Donna.
So
as long
in taking
as
care
I'm
of
in
yourself,
a good place, I beg your pardon?
Where do you go? What do you do that says, okay, this is for Michelle?
You know what? I'm very good now at planning getaways or going out with girlfriends or taking a long weekend away. I'm very good at now booking quiet time. Reading, I do a lot of hiking. I need to do those things to refuel so I can give my best to my not only my team members, but my clients and my friends. That was the best piece of advice I got.
So thank you, Marg Hashi. Do
exactly.
You ever get bored?
No. I don't get bored, Donna,
never.
Because we, well, I'm trying to think. I learn something new every day. I am privileged to be able to learn something new every day. When you work with a team of, we're about 20 people here at Blazing, and you're always working on different pieces of business, different industries, different clients, different customers, you're always learning something new. And because we're in the marketing arena, you have to be on top of your game all the time. It's continuous learning all the time.
So if I was to ask you, and I know this is probably a very difficult question, Michelle, could you define your average client? Is it rich and famous? Is it new to the business? Give me kind of an overview of one type of client you look after.
We would look after a client, let's say, with our typical clients range in revenues from $20 million to $500 million. They usually have an advertising or marketing budget of at least $100,000. And what it allows us to do is to look at an overarching strategy with communication marketing vehicles and address multiple touch points. So that would be an average client here at Blazing, and they usually come in through a referral.
Now, I'm going back to the book. It's not all about you. It's about the company you keep. Now, if you're keeping company with people in this target market, you're an influencer.
I guess so. I guess you're right, Donna.
Absolutely. If those people are trusting you to do what they need to have done in your area of expertise, if you ever met someone that you felt was a good alliance or a collaborator,
yes,
you made that introduction, they would say, well, let me check it out. So, you know, thinking about you as a Python, thinking about you as a business owner, if there is a good relationship between you and the people you work with, you are then not just about yourself, but about the company you keep.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I keep telling that book. Gosh. Now, sometimes I know there are obstacles, and the people who are going to be presenting to the Pythons, they have blue sky ideas. Have you ever been in a situation where things haven't been all that rosy and that you had to look at the obstacles and figure out a solution?
Yes, both not only for myself and Blazing, Donna, but also for clients. Sometimes you have to give them some real facts on their ideas that they don't want to hear. But I always ask permission, for instance, with clients, do you want me to tell you what I think, or do you want to hear what you want to hear? Because people come to us with great ideas, and when you start to drill down on it, you see it can't be a profitable idea. So you see people put heart in it, but maybe they can't make money at it. So that's on the client side. As far as my own personal journey, you know, I almost lost my business 9 years ago. And trying to crawl out of that fire gave me a renewed sense of purpose and passion. But, Donna, that was a really hard journey, and it lasted for a long time. It lasted for 18 months.
Wow. Was it helpful to have people around you who were supportive and perhaps, like Mark Hashey, a mentor?
Donna, that's the only way I got through. I would not have gotten through my hard business time if I didn't have many people in my life who held me up when I couldn't hold myself up.
Oh, well, this is a great interview. I'm going to have to stop pretty soon, but before I stop, I want to thank my producer, who is watching me carefully to make sure that I don't overstep my time and that the area that we're covering is relevant to your business and to the Pythons. So are there any last-minute suggestions, ideas, anything that you could share that would help the people who are listening to know that Michelle Bailey is a Python with the Python's Pit, but she's also one heck of a lady who, from humble beginnings 20 years ago, has turned Blazing into an award-winning, full-service marketing and advertising firm with a lot of revenue. And, you know, your secret, maybe what you want to tell them, is that all you do is work hard and give back. But I don't know. So you got some last-minute words before we say this is it? Donna's going to go, and we're going to close this off.
You know, let your energy, enthusiasm, and passion shine through in whatever you it is you choose to do.
What I love, I love. Now, this is my final question for you, Michelle.
Perfect.
What vehicles, what venues do you feel in today's world are the best ways to raise awareness for you, your client, your product, or your service? And I'm thinking of everything from social media to print to audio to video to what, in your opinion, is the strategy that will help a company succeed?
You know what, Donna? It's multiple touch points, both traditional and digital. There's no one vehicle that we recommend for any client right now. We recommend multiple ones because you need to communicate to people in the way they listen, and everyone has a different way of listening.
Good answer. So these people who are the candidates who are going to pitch the pythons, they have got 3 minutes to wow you. They have to do it in one way, which is standing in front of you and talking. They're allowed to bring up the look of the product or service, but they cannot use anything electronic. What would you say to them that will make you look at who they are and what they have to offer?
Make it a story. Make it engaging. Tell me what's in it, what the benefits are, and why you so desperately believe in it.
Oh, I love it. Michelle Bailey, I want to thank you very much for being my guest today. Let me tell you, from humble beginnings only 20 years ago, she has grown her company into an award-winning full-service marketing and advertising firm with an impressive product portfolio and a long list of clients throughout North America, each with revenues starting at $5 million, $500 million, $5,000 million. It's got a lot of zeros. And I'm going to recommend that you kind of find her book and remember that it's not about who you are, it's about the company you keep. So thank you very much, Michelle. I really, really appreciate you being my guest. I look forward to seeing you again. To my producer, many thanks for looking after the show today. This is Donna Messer, and I'm going to be back next week with another Python. So, Michelle, thanks again.
Thank you, Donna.
You can reach Donna through her website at www.connectuscanada.com or by calling 905-337-9578 to book an appointment.